Well, before everything goes kablooey on me here, we're having a bit of technical mumbo jumbo going on. Yeah, Betty Lavette, Let Me Down Easy from a Kala single. Glenn Branca, Symphony Number 3, Movement 1. Gloria, Symphony Number 3, Gloria. Glenn Branca, the late great Glenn Branca. Vincent Gallo, A Wet Cleaner, Recordings of Music for Film. It was a release on Warp that collects a whole bunch of these pieces by Vincent Gallo. The Platters, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, times 2. It was supposed to be times 4. I'll do it again next week. I got this whole thing where it becomes this, like, crazy, like, mountain of the Platters. Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. But, of course, I couldn't do it right. Fossil Aerosol Mining Project, Damage to the Following Day, from the day 1982, Contaminated 1971. Fossil Aerosol Mining Project. From Ian William Craig, we heard Red Gate Drifting, A Turn of Breath Extended. And Dan Froberg from Sequence One, another edit from Ideal Mixtape. That's everything you heard in that set of music. It's a long one. Thanks for sticking around. Thanks for listening. My name is Fabio. I'll hopefully be back next week if all goes well. Who knows? You never know. You know, the world is screwed up. This is Freeform Radio, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, broadcasting at 91.9 FM in New York City and Rockland County, and online at WFMU.org. Take it easy. I'll see you later. Take care.
Chump and the wool pull over my eyes.
Now I wonder who woke you up.
But I'm gonna know somewhere for. Yes, sir, you're gonna tell me somewhere. You stay out night till 3 and 4 and come home leaving drunk.
That's my business.
Then come to bed and turn your back. Sue, you know that's the bunk. Yes, sir, now listen here, Sister Kate. Now tell Papa who's keeping you out so late.
Say, listen, Butter.
Let me hear it.
I don't mean to cut you short, and I ain't putting on air.
What's wrong with you?
But I've got my 2 hands full, minding my own affairs. Now I wouldn't answer your question if I know I had to die. So don't keep asking, cause I don't want to lie. You can't make me tell you so, it's no use to try. Furthermore, ain't none of your doggone business.
Oh, yes, that's my business. Let me straighten you out. Now, look here, woman. You must have lost your mind. You must got religion and you don't mind dying. When you talk language I don't understand, you thumbing up business for the graveyard man. I'm as jealous of you, woman, as a man can be. Sue, you know you done put that thing on me. You getting colder toward me every day. Now tell me what's making you act that way.
I got tired of steering home, just sitting there watching the clock.
Now what's wrong with that?
Sometimes 'twas after 4 GM when you put your key in my lock. when I was a good woman, you done everything you could to make me think I was nothing but an old chunk of wood. Now I'm doing what I please. You can tell the neighborhood what I do. Ain't none of your doggone business.
Welcome to the Old Codger Show, a weekly public observance of the magnificence of 78 RPM Records. We opened up with Butterbeans and Susie, and Taint None of Your Business, followed by the Mills Blue Rhythm Band with Wild Waves. Well, college is going to be in session soon here at the Old Codger Academy of Shellac. If you're a new listener, we have established freshman week protocols. You must accept these terms. Then you'll be allowed to continue listening, and you'll receive a solid musical education in the classics as defined by me. So here are the protocols. Did you bring a pencil to class? If so, then take notes. Okay, first of all, I play 78 RPM records, like they're going out of style. Now, if you came here for 33 and a third, or 45 RPM records, or compact discs, or cassettes, or digital whatnot, there's an exit door over there. Use it. It leads straight to hell. Now, I am here to cause a ruckus, and the plural of ruckus is not ruckeye. And if I catch you saying that word, I will administer a sound thrashing. Now, next thing to know about the protocols here at the Old Codger Academy of Shellac, I love younger women, age 45 or 50, but I ain't messing with no 35-year-old jailbait. Next thing, you can call me on my phone. Same number since 1892. That number is 6. Write it down with that pencil so you don't forget. Next, we believe in social justice for 70 RPM Records, because here, black platters matter. Next, do not miss the spittoon, because if you do, you'll be forced to drink the contents. Now, no raccoon coats from fake raccoon. Must be real raccoon. Next, never choose the lesser of two evils. Always choose the one you haven't tried before. Next thing to know is I am on radio station WFMU, but I am not of it. If you listen to this program, you might think WFMU is the greatest station in the broadcasting business. Well, that utopian impression will be quickly dispelled if you tune in at any other time. The next thing you need to know is that unlike the rest of WFMU, on the Old Codger Show, we are not ashamed to play commercials. We always try to make a buck from our broadcast. Of course, that does not prevent us from demanding that anyone who works for us is an unpaid volunteer. This is the one area of policy with which the Old Codger and WFMU are in agreement. We think it's an excellent business model. WFMU has gotten away with it for decades, and we're not going to rock that boat. And finally, all this talk about WFMU leads me to the final thing a Codger freshman needs to know. Life was so much simpler when there were only 3 stooges. Now, here on the Codger Show, we have a new sponsor, and it's the lovely Jonita Bodenheim, who's going to deliver the good news, the good commercial news, about a new product sponsor on the Old Codger Show, Cloroxide Toothpaste.
Who's that movie star in the mirror? The one with the million-dollar smile? Why, that'll be you when you brush with Cloroxide Tooth Lotion. The secret's in the unique unguent formula, which boasts the cleansing and polishing power of borax, petroleum jelly, and cosmetic-grade white lead, a once-popular oral hygiene regimen in historical Canada. Plus, its nutritious heat-extracted cod liver oil greases your gums while you brush. With a touch of licorice for sweetness, it freshens your breath with the exotic odor of the Atlantic Ocean and your favorite Sensen candy. Cloroxide's proprietary recipe also includes imported South American extracts endorsed by educated dentists. Cloroxide Tooth Lotion leaves your mouth so smooth, so white, and so shiny, you'll forget it's your very own. Hey, got a little toothache? Rub a smidge of Cloroxide on your gums for immediate relief. With regular use, Cloroxide will put some extra pep in your step due to its stimulant analgesic and or laxative properties. Don't just take it from me. Millions report astonishing results. What's more, Cloroxide's an effective brass polish. Do not use on silver. Get that movie star smile with Cloroxide Tooth Lotion. You'll hardly recognize you.
Old man, he has a good time just making folks happy. This musical man is a one-man band. Folks have to love him for making them glad. He don't play melody, just plays blue harmonies, just like nobody ever had. He just plays chords make you feel grand. They call him Sam, the old accordion man. His dreamy chords remind you of heaven, and they're real chords according to Dixieland. In the evening, by the moonlight, when the sun goes down, how those lovers, levee lovers, love to hang around. He just plays chords like nobody can. They call him Sam, the old accordion man. Old chords, new chords, funny old blue chords, morning, night, and noon.
is there is chicken gravy on your rice. Everything is nice. Long as there's a watermelon on your vine, everything is fine. You've got no time to work, you've got no time to play. Busy doing nothing all the live long day. You won't ever change no matter what I say. You just made that way. Lazy bones, sleeping in the sun. How you expect to get your day's work done? Never get your day's work done. Sleeping in the noonday sun. Lazy bones, sleeping in the shade. How you expect to get your cornmeal made? Never get your cornmeal made. Sleeping in the evening shade. When taters need spraying, I bet you keep praying the bugs fall off of the vine. And when you go fishing, I bet you keep wishing the fish won't grab at your line. Lazy bones, loafing through the day. How you expect to make a dime that way? Never make a dime that way. Well, looky here, he never heard a word I say.
shotgun, they say. That's why I'm such a wonderful shot. I'd be out in the cactus and I'd practice all day. But now tell me, what have I got? I'm quick on the trigger with targets not much bigger than a pinpoint of number one. But my score with the feller is lower than a cellar. Oh, you can't get a man with a gun. When I'm with the pistol, I sparkle like a crystal. Yes, I shine like the morning sun. But I lose all my luster when with a Bronco Buster. Oh, you can't get a man with a gun. With a gun, with a gun. No, you can't get a man with a gun. If I went to battle with someone's herd of cattle, you'd have steak when the job was done. But if I shot the herder, they'd lock me up for murder. 'Cause you can't shoot a male in the tail like a quail. Oh, you can't get a man with a gun. If I shot a rabbit, some furrier would grab it for a coat that would warm someone. But you can't shoot a lover and use him for a cover. Oh, you can't get a man with a gun. The gals with umbrellas are always out with fellers in the rain or the blazing sun. But a man never trifles with gals who carry rifles. Oh, you can't get a man with a gun. With a gun, with a gun. No, you can't get a man with a gun. A Tom, Dick, or Harry will build a house for Carrie when the preacher has made them one. But he can't build your houses with buckshot in his trousers, 'cause a man may be hot, but he's not when he's shot. Oh, you can't get a man with a gun.
We just heard some fine music on the Old Codger Show on WFMU. The first thing we heard was by the great songbird Ruth Edding, and the song was called Sam, the Old Accordion Man. Following that was Mildred Bailey and her orchestra. That's right, she led the orchestra, and we heard her singing Lazy Bones. Then the song April Kisses. Well, it wasn't a song, instrumental by the great guitarist Eddie Lang. And then we finished up with Betty Hutton off her rocker again with the song from the musical Annie Get Your Gun. We heard the song You Can't Get a Man with a Gun by Betty Hutton. Well, this is Neil Codger, and we have an update on our legal action against Fablio. Last week, if you were tuned in, we chronicled his myriad misdeeds and explained why this miscreant should go to Rikers Island and stay there without parole. Besides his criminal enterprises, the music he plays on his program has been declared toxic by the EPA, and the Department of Health and Human Services of the USA has found proof that Fablio's radio show causes WFMU listeners to experience seizures. That's right, the science is settled. In short, he's churning out hazardous waste. Fablio is a liability to WFMU and a menace to society. Now, you'd think his crimes would be self-evident, but Fablio went and hired an attorney. The attorney's name is Chuck. And Chuck is only licensed to practice in six counties in western Pennsylvania. Anyway, Chuck has sent us what he calls a cease, desist, and stafu letter. I don't know what a stafu is. It's spelled S-T-F-U. This must be a typographical error. He probably meant stuff, So it's cease, desist, and stuff. This crappy Pennsylvania attorney can't even spell. At any rate, the prosecutor who plans to handle the case for the plaintiff is me, has warned me that I should stop talking about Fabio on the radio. He said that if I continue to discuss the case in public, I'm making it difficult for the court to find an impartial jury. I told the prosecutor that all I'm doing is explaining the nature of Fabio's crimes, and I'm telling the truth. If it's hard for the court to find an impartial jury, there's just one reason, because Fabio is obviously guilty. So I don't see the problem in me discussing this in public. I will not be silenced by some quisling bureaucrat who whines about the overrated concept of due process. I know all about innocent until proven guilty. I just don't know how it applies to someone as unscrupulous as Fabio. He doesn't respect the Constitution, so why should it apply to him? Anyway, that's all I'm going to say about it now. So maybe if somebody who isn't listening, they'll be on the jury, and they're going to figure it out pretty quickly that he's guilty and needs to go to prison without parole. But we feel it would be within the scope of justice for him to have the occasional conjugal visit. Well, let's go back to positive things now. Things that make us feel good. Things that sound good. That don't give us seizures. Good music. Like this by the Duke Ellington Orchestra.
Thank you. It's a thing that makes you very juicy,
Jack's Bro,
along with pepper and lime,
Jack's Bro.
Oh, it's a thing that makes you very snappy,
Jack's Bro.
Oh, it's a friend of mine,
Jack's Bro.
Dr. Whiteman will advise you use
Jack's Bro.
Oh, it's pepper and lime,
Jack's Bro.
It's a thing that keeps you very busy,
Jack's Bro.
It's a friend of mine.
Why you should say so?
Joe, you didn't know once he was feeble, you know.
Jack's Bro.
It's a thing that keeps you very busy,
Jack's Bro.
Along with pepper and lime,
Jack's Bro.
It's a thing that makes you very busy,
Jack's Bro.
It's a friend of my weakness. From my chloride way up to my head, I nearly dead, lying on my bed. The doctor ordered a good nourishment for me. We tried the beef, we tried the soup. Nothing couldn't beat my little
Jack's Bro.
It's a thing that makes you very juicy,
Jack's Bro.
Along with pepper and lime,
Jack's Bro.
It's a thing that makes you very busy,
Jack's Bro.
Oh, it's a friend of mine,
Jack's Bro.
Dr. Whiteman will advise you use
Jack's Bro.
Along with pepper and lime, oh,
Jack's Bro.
It's a thing that gets you very busy,
Jack's Bro.
It's a friend of mine.
Let me see, turn over, turn over. Let me see, turn over. It is here that the bed bug biting me. Cousin, cousin, scratch here so for me. Cousin, cousin, scratch here so for me. Cousin, cousin, scratch here so for me. It is here that the bed bug biting me. Cousin, cousin, scratch here so for me. Tomorrow you better clean out this house. If you don't, I will have to run. You better put the old mattress in the sun. Turn over, let me see, turn over. Turn over, let me see, turn over. It is here that the bed bug biting me. Cousin, cousin, scratch here so for me. Cousin, cousin, scratch here so for me. Cousin, cousin, scratch here so for me. It is here that the bed bug biting me. Cousin, cousin, scratch here so for me. Never seen it before. Bugs like soldiers marching to war. But the thing that get me so vexed, the bugs was disturbing me from my rest. Turn over, let me see, turn over. Turn over, let me see, turn over. It is here that the bed bug biting me. Cousin, cousin, scratch here so for me. Cousin, cousin, scratch here so for me. Cousin, cousin, scratch here so for me. It is here that the bed bug biting me. Cousin, cousin, scratch here so for me.
Order me another crate of Slivy's or bourbon and see if Rummy's can send me some of that stuff we advertised last week. What was it called? Beyond Water? Yeah, yeah. And the Rancho Malaria was getting a little low. I don't get any Rancho Malaria. I don't want the women smoking here in the past. The song ended. Oh, we're on the radio. Oh, gosh. I didn't realize we were live. I was just talking to Lola Bell here. She had to replenish some of the amenities here in the Powhatan Shanty. I'm so sorry about that. Anyway, back to the show. We heard Duke Ellington and his orchestra, and it was called Pyramid. And it was followed by the great Hatta Brooks playing the keyboards on the Boogie Celeste. Then we slipped into a little calypso groove there with the Harmony Kings Orchestra doing Jack's Broth. And then Wilmuth Houdini with Cousin Cousin, Scratch Here So For Me. Some great calypso there. This is the Old Codger Show on WFMU. Every week we do an hour of 78 RPM records, fan music for you, the listeners. Honey Bear Sweeney was over at my bunker the other day in East Orange. We were cutting a rug to some Fats Waller platters. Then we took a break for some some billing and cooing and some adult beverages. So we're talking, and Honey Bear starts telling me about this dream she had, something about the aliens arrived in a spacecraft, and suddenly she found she was back in grade school, and Rudy Valley was teaching sex education. And then Honey Bear's arms turned into hedge clippers. And then Fatty Arbuckle galloped in on the back of a unicorn. And she went on and on and on about this dream. This happens too often. People come to visit me at my Powhatan shanty. Then they want to tell me about their dreams. Look, I don't want to hear about your dreams. It doesn't interest me in the least. But I'll offer you a trade-off. If you insist on telling me about your dreams, I'll tell you about my bowel movements in great detail. I think these subjects are of comparable importance. I promise to stay on topic. I will never tell you about the bowel movements of my dreams, only the real life play-by-play. And that includes the occasional bouts of constipation. You know what I mean? I think that's a fair trade-off, don't you? Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. Anyway, back to the music. This is the music of my dreams, embedded in the grooves of 78 RPM records and featured here on the Old Codger Philco Cheap Cigar Boudoir here on WFMU. Thank you.
the other night just to have some fun. We made all the night spots, we didn't miss a one. Long about 4 in the morning, we fell in a shack. Somebody said this is groovy, but here's what I answered back. This joint's too hip for me, guess I'll have to let it be. I can't dig what they're putting down, guess I'm just a square around. Well, the band's too hip for me, they don't play no melody. I can't dig what they're blowing out, guess I'm just a square about. Bop, bop, bebop, voutney on the voutney. For this bebop, I don't give a hootney. This joint's too hip for me, guess I'll have to let it be. I can't dig what they're putting down, guess I'm just a square around. Now up on the bandstand I can see righteous beboppers filled with glee. McGee and Parker on a dizzy kick left me cold, I'm such a hick. When a cat like Louie blows a tune, you know what he's playing right away soon. When Coleman Hawkins blows his horn, you remember what he played for many a morn. Jive but Jordan is Jake with me, blues but Basie and Big T. Might be corny like a moon and June rhyme, but I love to hear the melodies some of the time. Joint's too hip for me, guess I'll have to let it be. I can't dig what they're putting down, guess I'm just a square around. The band's too hip for me, I can't find the melody. I can't dig what they're blowing out, guess I'm just a square about. Bop, bop, bebop, voutney on the voutney. For this bebop, I don't give a hootney. So let's be on our way, dig this jive another day. 'Cause right now you can see that this joint is too hip for me.
away from the river, the old river that flows by my door. Oh, sore, sever my bonds and deliver my soul away from the swampy land. The storm rages around my low cabin. No harm can befall me when I'm far. Oh, Lord, take me away from the river, the old river that flows by my door.
Said, how do you do, Mr. Joy? You know, really, there's no need to worry about tomorrow. Look at me, and you'll see a soul as happy as can be. Because I'm looking at the world through rose-colored glasses. Everything is rosy now. Looking at the world, and everything that passes seems of rosy hue somehow. Why do I feel so spry? Oh, don't wink your eye. You needn't guess, 'cause I'll confess. Someone made me answer yes. In a bungalow all covered with roses, we'll settle down, I vow. That's why I'm looking at the world through rose-colored glasses. And everything is rosy now. You know, others may cry, but I'll be smiling. 'Cause there's really no use to worry or fret. While for them, troubles may be piling. Here is one who'll have fun, 'cause after all is said and done, why not keep looking at the world through rose-colored glasses and see how rosy things can be? You know, when I look at the world, why, everything that passes seems of a rosy hue to me. Why do you look so blue? Cheer up, don't sigh. Why, you can be as glad as me if you'll only smile and try. Put away your care, say goodbye to old sorrow, and let your sadness turn to glee. For when you're looking at the world through rose-colored glasses, you'll see how rosy things can be.
Well, I'm sorry to say we've run out of time for music. We have to wrap up the Old Codger Philco Cheap Cigar Boudoir for this week, and make way for the next guy. That's Hardy White. Well, we heard from Fats Navarro, great trumpeter, and Stealin' Trash. Then Betty Hall Jones sang This Joint's Too Hip for Me. Sister Rosetta Tharpe did Strange Things Happening Every Day. The wonderful Fletcher Henderson Orchestra did Take Me Away from the River. And we ended up, the final song we heard this week was Vaughn DeLeith, Looking at the World through Rose-Colored Glasses. Now, next week, we're going to feature Vaughn DeLeith teaching you how to play the ukulele right here on the Old Codger Show, where I play 78 RPM records like they're going out of style. By the way, they are called 78 RPM records for a reason. You have to do the math. They rotate at speeds ranging from 72 revolutions per minute to 84. Now, 72 plus 84 equals 156, and half of 156 is 78, right? So, 78 RPM is the average speed of the records featured on this program. Now, when I say do the math, I realize that to some youngsters these days, 2 plus 2 no longer equals 4. It equals anything that feels good, or sounds right, or boosts your self-esteem, or that contradicts, if I've heard this correctly, the oppressive, Eurocentric patriarchy. That is people like me. The fact that kids can no longer do basic arithmetic explains why there is so much crappy music around today. There is a direct correlation. How do I know? Do the math. If you can't, you can't prove me wrong. Well, coming up next on WFMU is Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White. Have you ever heard the story about the time that Hardy White got booted out of Sophie Tucker's dressing room? I experienced that story firsthand because I was hiding in Sophie's wardrobe closet at the time. Once Hardy was out the door, Sophie and I partied until the cows came home. The damn cows destroyed her dressing room. Anyway, last week I suggested that Hardy White had a love child with Carmen Miranda. Well, Hardy corrected me. I was mistaken. Hardy said that it was not Carmen Miranda, but it was her sister, Aurora Miranda. Apparently, Aurora also had a stack of fruit on her noggin, so they were frequently mistaken for each other. Hardy met Aurora Miranda when they both had brief cameo appearances on the Moop and Meep show in 1943. Now, I also asked Hardy White about his dealings with Arthur Godfrey. I was kind of curious. Hardy claims that Godfrey was a smug piece of work. Once, when Godfrey was passed out, Hardy White and Roy Smick stuffed a whole pineapple in Godfrey's pants. It might have been Carmen Miranda's pineapple. Oh, that Roy Smick, he was a pip. Anyway, I'll be back next week with more 70 RPM records and some more breezy banter. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Now excuse me while I go get plushed to the scuppers.
Well, Lou, this is going to be an experiment.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like cold fusion.
It's going to be my dinner with Hardy.
Oh, actually, it's my dinner with Hartay. Your dinner with Lou-tay.
Exactly.
And it's based on?
It's going to be based on the movie My Dinner with Andre.
Oh, what's that about?
So, these two fellas, two friends, Andre.
Andre the Giant?
No, Andre the normal-sized person and his friend Wallace are having dinner. They haven't seen each other in 5 years because Andre had left town, left the New York theater scene, and is traveling all around the world, and Wallace has stayed put because he's more of a homebody.
I see. So that's like you and I, who see each other every single day.
Well,
so we have a lot to catch up on.
Well, maybe not. But I thought that you and I have different enough worldviews that it would be kind of fun to have the conversation, because sometimes we have really in-depth, interesting conversations, I think.
So let me ask you a question.
Sure.
You know this won't be interesting, right?
Well, I don't think that's true. I think it will be.
You know what really won't be interesting is us debating whether it will be interesting or not.
Well, that I agree. That we agree on, for sure.
Well, let's look at the menu.
Yeah, we'll bring it down that way. We'll bring it down to something more specific. Maybe we'll see something on the end menu we can talk about.
I know, because you know a lot of times we just eat in silence.
I know. I think a lot of that's Butchie, though.
True. Because he yells, shut up.
Yeah, yeah. That's kind of a conversation stopper.
Oh, they have soup.
No, they do have... quite a few kinds of soup.
Oh, man, I love soup.
Well, let's see, they got tomato soup.
Nah.
Chicken soup.
No.
They have vegetarian vegetable soup.
No.
Gazpacho.
No.
French onion soup.
No.
Well, that's about all they have. Chili.
No.
Well, that's all the soups, man.
Well, maybe I don't like soup.
Well, what soups do you like?
I've never really had one I liked.
What?
Well, you know, I'm just hopeful. I think I do like soup. I think I've just never had a good one, you know? I also like banana bread.
Mmm.
Well, I mean...
Except, you know...
I know, I know. I know there's good... People tell me there's good banana bread.
I'm sure there is. I have a thing with the nuts in it.
I do, too. Sometimes I love nuts, but when they're in certain things... I just don't like them, like bread. I don't know. I love the nuts separately. Maybe if they just served everything separately.
I would like, instead of bread, just take the things and put them in the, like, mise en place dishes, like you're going to make it, but don't make it. So you'd have, like, chopped up banana in one bowl, nuts, sugar, flour, and whatever, butter. And then what I would do is I would just take the sugar and butter and eat that. Dump the flour on my head, eat the banana, and sit there with a bowl of nuts while I watched everybody's reaction.
I think that's probably the way to eat banana bread, is deconstruct it. I probably already know what I like, because I come here, a lot of times I'll get the grilled cheese sandwich. I like that.
Yeah, man, menus are a trouble for me because there's so many choices, and I'm sure they're all good. And then sometimes on the menu they'll say, well, these are our things that we really like to serve, like our special things. And then that's a lot of pressure, right? Because what if I get one of those and it's no good? Then I'm never going to come back and get the other stuff that they say is definitely kind of meh.
Oh, I know.
That's why I like a fixed plate. I like a fixed menu where you come in and say, what's on the menu tonight? And they go, they'll say like rat and lima beans and, you know, dirt and everything. I'll go, no, thank you. And then that's easy.
But what if you like some of the stuff on the menu, or if you know ahead of time?
Oh, that's ideal. Like if a friend says, come over, we're having tofu po' boys.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's a good idea. Oh, I wish they had that. Now you put that thought in my head.
Yeah, I'm that way too. I'll be in somewhere and then someone will say, oh, you know what sounds good? Something that's not on this menu at all. And then we'll just sit there in kind of disappointed, silent longing.
I know, I know. But I like, there's a lot of good. We'll find something here. I don't see our server, but I don't mind because we're going to have a conversation. So it's so funny because sometimes you want to get waited on quickly. And other times, I think right now it would be sort of interrupting because we've just gotten started on our marvelous conversation.
And I feel like we've covered so much. Did Wallace and Andre talk about soup?
I don't know that they did. Maybe they did. I think they talked about little things, too. I don't remember the movie too well. I remember that they were very eloquent.
Yes. That we're not going to be.
No, no. I think most people, when they're having a conversation, it's just kind of ramble. I find it hard to focus when I'm having a conversation. They go all over the place.
Yeah. It's like you go visit a friend, and I'll come home, and you'll say, hey, Lou, did you have... like dinner with Mikey? And I'll go, yeah, I did have dinner with Mikey. And then you'll say, what'd you guys talk about? And I honestly don't know, because it was, we talked about everything.
No, I get that. I understand that.
I think it would be weird if I came home and I said, yes, we talked about, like, you know, existential things, like what it means to have a sense of place.
Yeah, I don't know that. First of all, that doesn't sound like Mikey.
No, man, no. Mikey was talking about, like, his problems.
Yeah, yeah. That's kind of interesting, too, though, because he has very unique problems, I think.
Yeah, he's always, like, you know, getting imprisoned in a cave or something.
Yeah, that's kind of... My life is not so exciting.
I don't want that kind of exciting, thank you. Because he got stuck in a well one time and everything, and it makes for a good story. But I would rather be boring than have, like, really good stories like that. Gosh, you know, war correspondents have good stories. I just want to... I don't mind putting people to sleep, you know, with my story. Yes, it is pedestrian. Yes, it is boring. Yes, I haven't done anything with my life. Yes, I am relatively incurious, which means that I'm really never into anything. But that said, I'm a very good listener.
Well, I think you are too.
But I'm kidding. I heard you say something. You agreed with me.
Yes, I did. I agreed with you. So now I do want to order, because I want to get that out of the way so I get talking. Because I'm going back and forth with, I see that I can get a couple sides.
Ooh, what are you going to get? Why don't you get a side of an entree?
No, I don't think they'll let you do that.
That would be, you could flip the system. You could say, I'm just going to have fries and, oh, I guess a side of lasagna.
No, but they don't, that's not the way it works.
You don't get like a lower price?
No, man, even if they did give it to you, I don't think you're not going to get away with anything.
A lot of times I like to pretend that I'm young enough for the children's menu.
That would never work.
No, it doesn't. When we say, we know you're kidding, sir, and they bring me the senior's menu.
Ah, so it kind of does work.
Yes, and then you get, it's funny because on the senior's menu, they give you, like for free, a lot of things that you'd think would kill seniors. But I guess you get to some point and you go, what the heck, bring me that huge float, ice cream float. I don't even care anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And also give it to me for a discount because that way I have more money to leave to my descendants. Who will ultimately come in this restaurant and spend it. So y'all win anyway.